Stories Podcast.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon coming to you from, well, home. The 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you come up with the stories. That topic sometimes gets a little crazy if, say, a bunch of people win at once, and that's what happened. The winners chose, let's see, Lombada, Dragon Burgers, Coal, Bale, and Wrapping Paper. That's right. All those topics at once. Okay. I don't know how anyone came up with any stories for this, but it looks like you did. And we're going to choose the winner from last week to go first and then pick the next topic. And that person is Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club. You can find out more about Caleb by going to the links in the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You'll also be able to vote for your favorites. But before you vote, I really want you to listen to all these stories first. And as I said before, the first one is going to be the winner, and that's Caleb. So here he goes.
Hi, it's me, Caleb, from the Black Tie Martini Club podcast at blacktiemartiniclub.com. With a 100-word story for you entitled, Kenny.
They say you have to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. And so far, that has been good advice, for me anyway. But as yet, nobody's ever told me when to scream Dragon Burgers while dancing the Lombada and wrapping a bale of coal in paper, setting it ablaze and pouring a pint of papaya liqueur down my trousers. I can tell you this. You really shouldn't do it in the library. Or church. And especially not in any international airports. Tomorrow, I'm trying Dow Chemicals.
You know, it's perfectly fine to do that in non-international airports. If it's a regional airport or a local airport, I say go for it. Thank you, Caleb. Nardo's awake. Yeah, he's just wandering around. Puttering about. I should let him watch the news. Okay, well, that was Caleb the winner. And next up, let's go to the rookies. They're the ones who, they've seen all the fun and they want to join in. And, what a week to join in. Here we have Uva Oxide, another friend from Second Life. Creates very cool art. Very natural, a natural and a surreal kind of way. Check the show notes, look at the links. I think there's a slurl there to get you to Uva's gallery. So don't let your Uvas leave them out in the rain. They will rust and become Uva Oxide. So here we go.
Triumphant, Mutant Mouse cut the dragon's stomach open with his laser wand as if it were wrapping paper and extracted the dragon burger. Double peopled, crispy as bacon, stomach to stomach as if dancing the La Bamba with a bale of coal-speckled charred cabbage as a bun. Mouse recognized the crazy lab techs who made him what he is, the ultimate soldier, bred to be in a disposable army to fight wars in place of men of the future, sent back with the dragons they had made in the future to fight them, to the past, to avenge their makers.
Cool. Thank you, Uva. By the way, go to the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and read that one. Read it real slow. It pieces together really cool. What's the word? Dovetail? Very, very well constructed. That one's very cool. I'd actually love to learn more about that world.
It's only 100 words. You can't make a whole world in 100 worlds, can you?
100 worlds. You can tell I woke up early. Have my pancakes. Have my syrup. And my fake butter. It's not, I can't believe it's not butter. It's that other stuff. That other stuff. The stuff that is the omega-3 stuff in it. It's supposed to be good for you. So you might as well just, you know, get a spoon and eat it like mashed potatoes. Thank you, Nardo. All right, well, let's violate every law of podcasting and just clear my throat and all that crap. Let's go for the veterans here. They're the ones who keep coming back for more and more and more. First up, Norval Joe.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 140, Lombada, Dragon Burgers, etc. Here goes. The others thought the half-orc was stupid and eyed him surreptitiously where he sat turning dragon burgers on the coals of the campfire. Lombada, you stupid oaf! Is the food ready yet? One of the group sneered. The outlaws had enlisted the half-orc to help rescue their leader from the king's prison. The leader's bail had been set higher than the outlaws could afford. Lombada would be unrecognizable to the wolf guards trained to scent on humans. The outlaws thought Lombada was stupid, and deaf as well. The king pays better. They would get their leader's head back in wrapping paper. Thanks for listening. Let me take up where I left off last week. No, I'm kidding. One thing, you know, I've said before that this is a learning experience for me, and one thing I learned from last week was, if Lawrence asks for extra comment, I'll do like everyone else. I'll stay absolutely quiet. Well, I would like to thank Guy David, Justin, and Brad Z, though, for friending me on the NaNoWriMo site. NaNoWriMo site. And next November, we'll give it heck. Thanks a lot. See you next week.
You know, there is no time limit to these things. I could pump them out, and they'd be like 3 or 4 hours long. If you got something to say, you know, if you want to explain things, you want to have a cooking show? Go for it. Maybe, if I'm like in a bad mood that Saturday, I might edit it down, or I might just, you know, listen to the part of the story, then maybe, you know, let the rest play, and then fake a, oh, that was awesome, at the end. Not that I've ever done that before. Okay. So I listen to these Saturday morning, but there are times when I listen to them midweek if I know that Saturday is going to be an ugly day. And I keep saying, yeah, I listen to them Saturday morning, so the reaction is genuine. But there are times when I look at my little BlackBerry and it says, oh, you got to do this and this and this and this. And by the way, you're heading over to visit Garf, which I don't know if I'm doing today. It's been forever since I've been there. And the last name of Texan came out for Second Life. So I just instantly registered High Tech Texan, and I put all of Garf's information in there and sent the thing to his email address. So if he wants it, he wants it. If he doesn't, you know, if he said, oh, what am I ever going to use this for? I don't know. I don't know. But it's good to have. You know, it keeps Jay Lee and Dwight and Barrett and Groovehouse, keeps those guys from grabbing it and doing something disgusting with it. Not that they would ever do anything with it. You know, because... whatever. Where was I? Oh, yeah, podcast. Just... Thank you, Norval Joe. The next up is... Justin Lowmaster. Space Turtle. I gotta apologize to Justin because I've gotta change my... my ringtone. I can barely hear it. I need something that is in a range that my ears can hear. The ringing has been pretty bad this past 2 weeks. I have not been feeling well. It's pretty obvious. And, well, so I gotta pick something up. Maybe it'll be like, you know, something really bad, like Van Halen with Sammy Hagar in it. You know, standing on top of the world. Oh my God, you have that? So here's Justin and his story.
Space Turtle. Merry Christmas edition. I'm recording this on Christmas. So, ho, ho, ho. The topic is something insane, like Lombada Dragon Burgers, wrapping paper, cold, and bail. I managed to do it, though. And the title of my story is The Ring, not The Scary One. I'm at the Dragon Inn eating a burger. A bard strums up a lively lambada. Several of the drunker patrons sweep up barmaids into dances. In a small brown paper-wrapped box is a diamond ring. I hand it to Eliza as she passes by with a few empty tankards. She opens it and gasps, then slaps my face. I pick the ring up. The wizard who'd sold it said the diamond was magical and would turn into a less stable form if my love had been unfaithful to me. Pocketing the coal ring, I decide it's time to bail.
Thank you, Justin. I'm just amazed that people are able to do anything with this crazy mashup. You know, I don't even know what to call this topic. It's just everything all at once. It's an everything. It's an omnibus. It's a, what do you think it is? I'm just typing around looking for a word in the thesaurus here, and it's a collision. This is a topic collision. It's a five topic pileup on the side of the freeway, and you guys are managing to, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how Animate's going to do it. This is going to be a total surprise. Let's see what she's come up with.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 140 with the prompts of bale, coal, lambada, dragon burger, and wrapping paper. Not necessarily in that order. And my story is called Sentenced. In reference to the comments from last week about where does one get inspiration and where does one vote and what are one's listening habits, I typically listen on Saturday morning right after the show comes out, and I vote for three or four of the ones that I enjoy, not including my own. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy this one.
No bail jingle. 11 months hard labor at the Kringle coal mines. With all that is going on in the world, I'm going to need more stockpiles for next year. From now on, when I say jump, you ask how high. When I say dance, you're going to lambada like Carmen Miranda. And when I ask for a dragon burger, you better not bring me reindeer sausage. You should have thought twice about sponsoring Christo on his wrapping paper installation at the North Pole. I find his art so vulgar. You're about to learn. No one messes with the jolly fat man.
I'm just laughing because the word art and Christo were in the same sentence. Hey, let's surround a bunch of islands with giant scrims. Let's put a whole bunch of archways in the walkway. Let's do really big things that are just annoying. Thank you, Anima. You know, there was a, back when I was at Rice 10,000 years ago, there were walkways, and cloisters, heading from various buildings in the quad and such, and the library, most of all. And there were people that put up scrims that blocked the walkways. And they called it art. They were freaking annoying. And so folks were tearing them down. And you're destroying the art. No, it's in our freaking way. It's raining, it's muddy out there, and you're making us walk around, dork. On the holes that they had in there for people to walk through were for people, you know, to walk through, but they wouldn't fit a wheelchair. So, and don't get me started on the No Blood for Oil by Serenation. Yes, I still remember. I cut myself in the dark, tripping over that damn thing. And the people said, you know, in the paper, the protesters against the war putting in the window of someone who was a ROTC. No, it was a joke. Because we like playing jokes on Travis. Never mind. And Kyle. Actually, I thought the paper said something about putting it in Kyle's window when it was a joke on Travis. And it had nothing to do with the war. Whatever. These are the things that pile up in your head and then eventually cause the veins to burst. Next up we have Brad Z. I thought that this was going to be just an empty mailbox week, you know, everyone just giving up. You people are strong. You give me faith.
Hey you everyone, it's Brad Z, and here is my submission for this week's weekly challenge number 140. Lambada, dragon burgers, coal, bale, wrapping paper, yada yada, blah blah, yep, that was sure fine. So, last week I forgot to mention where I listened to the podcast at, since that was a question, and normally I listen to it at work in the morning. It's the first one I start off with. And ideas, just normally get those from whatever happens to be the theme for the week and whatever crosses my mind at the moment when I start writing them. So, with that said, here is my submission for this week's challenge. And I didn't even name this one. Too many keywords to do it, so yeah, here it is. Have fun.
Dragon's guarding the treasure, right? What does Fred throw at it? Piece of coal. My God, did that thing get mad.
Another dragon burger?
Hey, Lombada. Told you not to put those on.
Magic dancing shoes, eh? Had a cousin put on magic boxing gloves once. We used a roll of bale to tie him up with until the wizard got them off him.
What happened to the gloves?
Some diplomats had gathered for a peace treaty in this village, so we wrapped the gloves in paper and gave them as a gift. Nice war resulted from that.
You see, not only did he pull that one off, but he pulled it off in stereo. That takes amazing amount of deftness. Deftness. Look it up. Whew. Want to know more about Brad Z or anyone else? Go to the show notes, podcasting.fullofcrap.com. You're going to see a poll and then links in that poll. Just right-click, open a new tab, right-click, open a new tab. Check out all the amazing things that these people do. And they do amazing things. I mean, Sinedra does such amazing things. She doesn't have time to record her story. So guess who records it? That's right, me. So here we go. I get to record this one. I shouldn't have had so many pancakes. Hold on. Let me just drink something here. All right. Try to guess what I'm drinking, by the way.
I stood on the porch as the uniformed man gave me the news. We were being evacuated. It was the only hope for survival. On my left, Mr. and Mrs. Jones were doing the lambada in the yard, apparently deciding to stay behind. On my right, Old Man Smith, sipping a milkshake and holding a dragon burger still in the wrapping paper. I stepped slowly onto the almost empty bus. Apparently very few felt the need to bail. The sky turned orange as we drove away, and I realized a lump of coal would never mean the same thing again.
How was that? A little too much? Thank you, Senator. It's okay. You ran out of time. You had to get the heck out of Dodge and flee to somewhere that wasn't frozen solid. The winter does that to people. It's going to be like 76 degrees down here today. It's going to be awesome. Perfect walking to the studio and hanging out with Garth Weather. I just don't know if he's going to be live. I kind of forgot to check in with him. Maybe he's still off skiing. I don't understand that. What's with the skiing? Yeah, if I get him that Second Life avatar just for, you know, occasional, you know, do the show and then have like a presence sort of like Science Friday does. The hair, doesn't matter what Bryce Tully comes up with. Bryce Tully comes up with amazing hair for men. But there's no matching Garf's hair. There's no matching it. There's no equal. Next up is Ashley. Ashley just wanted to let me know that things over there in, let me see if I pronounce this right, Louisiana, are well in a word, Louisiana. Louisiana is Louisiana. That's the mathematical principle of identity. So anyone who's counting on Louisiana in their recipes, in their mathematical formulas, in their chemical compounds, there is still an exchange rate of one Louisiana to one Louisiana. And if you don't like counting one Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, you can count one Louisiana, two Louisiana, three Louisiana, okay? Here's Ashley.
Hello, this is Ashley, number 140. Wow, what a topic. I don't even know what to say about that, so I'm not going to say anything at all. Except, wow. Okay, my story this week is called Nightlife. Hello? Oh, God. What a night. I went to the party dressed as a present, covered with wrapping paper. My date went as a chunk of coal. What was I thinking? I did a little bot at the party. Thank God I didn't go commando. My date got into a fight with Mickey Mouse, and I was just too damn drunk to bail her out. I really didn't like her anyway. Then, I had a dragon burger at home, and it gave me the shits. God, what a night. I'll never do that again. Alright, talk to you later.
I'd just like to point out that it's not the dragon burger itself that gives you the shits. It's the jalapenos and onions that you put on it, okay? If you were to put pico de gallo on there, even though that's got onions, it's mild. And the tomatillos and the jalapenos in there, they're a little pickled, so they're milder. So try that. Feel much better for it. Also, 5 minutes after you eat the dragon burger, not jalapenos, I just said that. I'm losing my mind. Only got 5 hours of sleep last night, which actually for me is pretty good. Yeah. Okay. Oh, and by the way, thank you, Ashley. Just, I keep forgetting. Next up is Tom. Tom with his little plinky plinky middies. That's right. Let me just get his stuff queued up here. He sent it by courier pigeon, and actually, if you listen very carefully to his voice is a very well-constructed MIDI, too. It's that exciting. Oh, and I think he's on another continent right now. Yeah, just factor that into your voting there. Yeah.
Hello, Lawrence. In response to where I listen to the weekly challenges, 9 out of 10 times it's in a bathtub. But this week I'll be listening on the top of the Eiffel Tower in France. As to the weekly voting, it is also a 9 out of 10 frequency. Sometimes I got no time. Sparks of inspiration that keep me pumping out this dribble? I got this muse named Irene. She's got a name tag which says, Muse Irene. The tough part is she only gives me one suggestion, and sometimes that one sucks. So blame Irene. Maurice had been trafficking Whitby Jet across the wired for 40 cycles. The red judge allowed him to place property in lieu of incarceration, in keeping with the 12th century statute of Westminster. This was timely. Maurice was competing in the strong hit Brazilian dance finals. The Victrola kept skipping back to track one of the best of cream. But this just caused Red to laugh and fall over Maurice, flapper beads flying in the wind. After hours of touching bellies, Red said, Let's get some charbroiled schmog. Don't forget the pickles. Oh, the horror. Life in a tiny mud.
When I'm riding around the globe, and I'm doing this, and I'm signing that, and I'm trying, and I'm trying.
Charbroiled smog. Oh. God. What wine goes with smog? Thank you, Tom. And if you're really listening to this at the top of the Eiffel Tower, don't just enjoy the view. Don't listen to this. Hit the stop button. Well, there's no point in hitting the stop button now. You've got about 27 minutes up there. People are starting to look at you funny. Thank you, Tom. Guy David is next. He does the music at the beginning and the ending, and this piece here, he did as well. Just one of those days. I should just hit pause and take like an hour-long nap, but I really want to get this one out, so... Let's finish it. Here comes Guy David and his story.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 140. I'm Guy from Night Guy, where I read more of my stories in an accent novel Joe won't be able to understand. This week I'll be posting the second part of The Silent Detective, right up at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now, here is my story for this week. Enjoy! Wrapping paper to find out Santa has left him with a lump of coal. This made him so happy, he just had to dance the lambada. I could use this to start a little barbecue at the schoolyard, he said happily. I could even bring my favorite beef, dragon burgers. His parents had to bail him out again, though they should have been used to it by now. Only last year he scotched Santa's beard after he gave him a Barbie doll by mistake, and the year before that he put firecrackers up the chimney.
Firecrackers up the chimney. We gotta put firecrackers up our chimney doesn't work. It's been a few months since Ike. And now we have a TV with a DVD of a fireplace going in there in an endless loop. It's probably cheaper than the fire logs to run the electricity. And it's also a great way to use a TV and DVD that are standard definition. And That's so silly. Thank you, Guy David. You can check out more from Guy at his site. All the Sykes. Bill Sykes. Killed Nancy. Bad guy. Yeah. Okay, one more story here. And then we're done. All right? Then you got to go to bed. Okay? All right. Here's the last one. No. Tuck yourself in. It's by Planet Z.
We put word out on the wire that all 10 terrorists were dead. 9 bodies stacked in the morgue. Want to join them? I asked the detainee. He spat in my face, so I took out a cordless drill. The torture worked. We were getting the detainee to talk. One problem. Our translations were worthless. A lot of dancing in Fallujah. Delivery of dragon burgers. Distribute to agents. Whisper of coal. Pile up the hay bale and hoe down. Check the wrapping paper for the signal key. Obviously, he's using nonsense code words. Ask me a fresh drill bit.
And that's it for this week's 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. Episode number 140, the topics were dragon burgers, coal, bale, wrapping paper, and lumbata. Next week isn't going to have a 5 or 6 way collision. There's only one winner. And, well, you'll find out in a few minutes when I post the topic. You can find out more about the people that wrote stories this week. Just go to the show notes at podcasting.fullofcrap.com. You'll see the links in the show notes. Click on them. And you are going to see all sorts of amazing things that these people do. Not that, you know, what they've done here isn't amazing. I mean, look at those topics. Also, you can vote for the ones that are your favorites. And it's multiple choice. You know, you can do all sorts of stuff. You know, you can click all the boxes if you want. You can click none of them and be crazy. Pick one or two. You know, if one really, really, really moves you. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to especially thank everyone who braved this topic. I was thinking there would be like one or two, and that would be it. And it would be like I'd be done and I'd be in the shower, you know, by now. Okay, and one final thing. So now you've unwrapped all your presents. You know, you're trying to get to the mall to exchange things. If you got iTunes or Amazon gift cards at all, go to riaa.isfullofcrap.com. Check out the albums there. Maybe buy a few. No, they're not affiliate sites. They're straight through. I'm not looking for money on this. If you need some suggestions, just ask. I'd say The Matthew Show, February. Cylindrian has some good stuff. Brian Baker, a.k.a. K-Click. Check his stuff out. The old Aldo Montuzo, the User S-Bin stuff. That's some cool things. Kurosh Eusebio, if you're looking for some electronic kind of blue. And Guy David is in there. Eva Moon, who you've heard before. And as I said, K-Click Martin. And you've heard Rich Palmer before. And he said, there's all sorts of music there. Try at least one. Try one. What's it going to do? Yeah, you were paying $500 per tank of gas before. Now you're paying like 2 cents. Live a little. Remember, Guy David did the music for this section and the first section in his story. He does all sorts of music. He's even got a little there in the story. Okay, that's it. I'm done. You can hit the shower. Until then, thank you for listening, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.